Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of wisdom and resilience. I'm Avery Hutt, your friendly guide through the world of stoicism and emotional strength. And trust me, in today's crazy whirlwind, we could all use a little extra armor, right? Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's not just buzzworthy, but absolutely essential. Emotional intelligence, EQ, and how it intersects with stoic training. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? Well, guess what? Stoicism can be your ultimate safety harness. So, buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 powerful takeaways that will revolutionize your emotional landscape. 1. Recognize your emotional landscape. The first step to mastering your emotions is understanding them. That means paying attention to those feelings, joy, sadness, anger, fear without judgment. It's like being a detective of your own inner world, observing the patterns and triggers that set things off. Think of it as emotional GPS. Knowing where you are emotionally helps you navigate better. 2. The power of dispassionate observation. Stoicism teaches us to observe our emotions with a clear, detached perspective. It's not about suppressing them, it's about recognizing they are simply passing states, like clouds drifting across the sky. You can acknowledge their presence without letting them dictate your actions or reactions. Imagine yourself as a calm observer watching the drama unfold. That's the essence of stoic dispassion. 3. Focus on what you can control. This is a golden rule in Stoicism. Focus your energy on what you can actually influence. Dwelling on things beyond your control, like other people's opinions or unexpected events, is like spinning your wheels. Instead, channel that energy into taking positive action in areas where you have power, like your thoughts, words, and actions. 4. Practice mindfulness. Stoicism encourages a mindful approach to life. It's about being present in the moment, fully engaged with your experiences, without getting swept away by worries about the past or anxieties about the future. This can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths, savoring your morning coffee, or truly listening to someone when they speak. 5. Cultivate virtue. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of living a virtuous life, being honest, just, courageous, and wise. These virtues act as guiding principles, helping you make sound decisions even in challenging situations. Think of them as your moral compass, pointing you in the direction of strength and integrity. Now, let's bring this to life with a real-world scenario. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your inner monologue is going wild. You might feel frustrated, anxious, maybe even tempted to lash out at other drivers. But here's where Stoicism comes in. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of frustration, but remember, you can't control the traffic. What you can control is your response. Choose to focus on something positive, maybe listen to an inspiring podcast or use the time for some mindful meditation. That way, you arrive at your meeting calm, collected, and ready to rock it. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about mastering them. It's about becoming the captain of your emotional ship, navigating life's storms with grace and resilience. So remember these key takeaways. Observe your emotions without judgment, focus on what you can control, practice mindfulness, cultivate virtue, and always strive for a life of balance and purpose. Ready to put this into action? Start by identifying one small thing you can do today to practice stoic principles in your daily life. Maybe it's taking a few mindful breaths before reacting to a stressful situation, or consciously choosing to focus on the positive aspects of your day. Every little step counts. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me. I love hearing how you're applying these powerful techniques. Until next time, keep your mental armor shining bright, and remember, you are capable of anything you set your mind to.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.